USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon has activated the Civil Reserve Air Fleet to assist with evacuations out of Afghanistan. Six airlines will provide a total of 18 aircraft that will be used to move U.S. citizens, holders of special immigrant visas, and at-risk Afghans out of the country. The Pentagon says the commercial aircraft will shuttle evacuees to temporary staging bases in nearby countries instead of flying into Kabul. More than 150 military cargo planes are being used to airlift people from the Afghan capital. The Department of Defense said Saturday that about 17,000 people had been evacuated since the operation began. And at least 21 people are dead in severe flooding in Middle Tennessee. The Humphreys County Emergency Management Agency says another 45 people are still missing after the flooding swept through the area on Saturday following record-setting rains. 12 people were confirmed dead in the county seat of Waverly. Officials say that search and rescue operations are still underway in the communities about 50 miles west of Nashville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
As thousands try to escape Afghanistan, many are criticizing the White House for its seeming lack of planning for evacuations. Tim Berg has more.
In the aftermath of the Taliban's swift takeover of Afghanistan, thousands of desperate Afghans are trying to evacuate the country. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott joins Fox News to criticize President Biden's evacuation strategy for Americans and Afghans still trying to escape the Taliban rule.
Biden has no plan. I mean, how could you do what he did to leave equipment and bases and just leave Americans behind and our allies behind?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Miguel Cabrera of the Detroit Tigers launched the 500th home run of his career on Sunday against the Toronto Blue Jays. The 38-year-old veteran took Steven Matz's yard to right center field inside Toronto's Rogers Center to become the 28th player in MLB history to have hit at least 500 home runs. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has harshly criticized the Biden administration's pullout of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. In an online article, Blair called the withdrawal tragic, dangerous, and unnecessary, adding that the decision was made in obedience to an imbecilic political slogan about ending the forever wars. Blair's voice adding to the criticism from American allies over the decision to pull out and the subsequent Taliban takeover of the country. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe says that the current chaos in Afghanistan is damaging America's reputation with its international partners. He tells Fox News that the U.S.'s enemies are happy about the results of the White House's policy.
For our allies, it's as harmful and hurtful as it is for Americans to watch this because they stood by us. Some of the harshest criticism has come from our allies. British Parliament members said that what Joe Biden did was cowardly and shameful. And Angela Merkel's likely successor as chancellor said this was the biggest debacle since NATO had been formed. So these are our friends saying this. Now, as for our adversaries, they're not saying much because they're pretty happy about it. This is like Christmas in August for the Chinese and the Russians and the Iranians who will, again, get to go down a list of our very best military technology and weaponry and take what they want. And, of course, it's a huge propaganda win. They'll use the fact that America lost in Afghanistan under Joe Biden, and they'll use that to their advantage.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.